Good morning and welcome to your favorite variety news show, giving you the latest and, in our opinion, the greatest news for your eardrums. I'm one of your co-hosts, Anthony, and with me today,
Vince Vibes, giving you daily rap.
Dustin with Drama Digest.
Steven with Football Focus.
And throwing it back to me with Showbiz Spotlight. But first, how are you guys doing today?
Awesome. Pretty good. You know, today is a special day for my girlfriend. It is her 20th birthday.
Happy birthday for her.
So Beverly, if you're listening to this now, I love you and happy birthday, and hope you're having a good day so far. And there are gifts on the way.
Ooh. What you get me?
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Yes, I would say so.
Ah, exciting. But,
So this day is going pretty well for me, and hopefully the rest of the week goes pretty well. And
How about you gentlemen over on the other side?
No complaints over here.
Same here. I'm doing positive mental attitude. My dad then went to the TGH medical facility for a little surgery, but overall everything went good, so I'm all happy dory.
All right, that's
nice. I'm just gearing up to start my winter arc, I guess.
Well, I hope everything is okay with your dad, Steven.
Surgery went well.
That's very good to hear about that.
The recovery goes just as well.
Anthony, yep. How are you doing?
It's a pretty slow week for me. I was hoping you guys would carry the conversation.
Fair enough.
I've just been minding my business.
The
semester is almost over. Excited
for
that.
It's rapidly coming to an end.
We only have, like, what, 3-4 more shows together?
Yeah.
How crazy is
that?
Thank
God.
My guy says, thank God.
We're continuing it next semester at a different time.
Whoa.
Oh, is that a teaser for the future? Maybe.
Who knows?
Who knows? Oh, are you trying to say you're trying to ditch us?
No.
Who knows?
I'm hoping.
I didn't see that coming. I didn't have being dumped live on air on my 2024 bingo card, and I almost made it.
But today hopefully continues to be a good day.
Where do you think you're gonna find someone like us? What do they have?
I would never find it in a good way.
But we got a good show for y'all today. I mean, in Daily Rap, we're talking about some infestation of Fortnite.
Ooh.
The rapper's infestation of Fortnite, I should say. Travis Scott having a special appearance at a sports event very soon. What do you guys got? Football Focus?
For me, we got some games. We got Eagles versus Commanders. I wanted a little bit.
Go Birds.
I wanted to at least talk about concussions a little bit, too, because I know you saw that hit that Jalen Hurts got. He might be concussed. Again, there's no evidence for now yet, but this
he could have got hurt.
Yeah, there's like
he
might be
hurt.
So I do want to talk about concussions a little bit of deep dive. And we got Chiefs versus Bills. For once, the Chiefs actually lost, and it reminds me of something, but I'm going to leave that for football fans.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that later. What about you, Dustin, Drama Digest?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to circle back, spin the block, if you will, back to some stories I wanted to get over last week but didn't quite get a chance to, even some that I had teased. We got
because of a great interview with
Absolutely.
Harry, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you, Harry, again.
Thank you, Harry.
No, 100%. I had teased some medical concerns that some celebrities are having. We got streamers going to space, maybe. some pretty interesting acquisitions in news journalism and all sorts of other stuff coming up on Drama Digest. Now, Diddy Free.
Whoa. This is like consecutively at least a month we haven't really talked about Diddy in a major news story. So I take this as an accomplishment, y'all.
And hopefully he'll keep it like that.
Hopefully he can stay locked away. Yeah, exactly, Steven. I like your words of wisdom. What about you, Anthony? What do you got?
That up. I'm also rehashing some last week's stuff we didn't get to on Showbiz Spotlight. King of the Hill, Mission Impossible, that Mike Tyson fight, if we don't talk about it beforehand. And that's it, I guess. Oh, Gladiator 2 comes out in like three days.
That Mike Tyson fight was...
Oh,
oh my God. Oh, that was the worst. I got called out of work because the shift was overbooked. I was happy because I could watch, you know, Paul versus Tyson. And then they gave whatever that was. But I guess we'll talk about it later on the show. But that was terrible. But before we get into the daily wrap, we do, of course, have to have a song break. Anthony, if you would please turn it up.
Okay.
Yeah. We got Touch the Sky by Kanye West. Fly for the day I die. I'ma touch the sky. Testify, come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the rock, before Cam got pop, the doors closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team, I couldn't work the locks. Now let's go, take them back to the plan. Me and my mama hopped in that U-Haul van. Any pessimists, I ain't talk to them. Plus I ain't had no phone in my apartment. Let's take them back to the club. At least about an hour I stand online. I just wanted to dance. I went to Jacob an hour after I got my advance. I just wanted to shine. Jake's favorite line, dog, in due time. Now they look at me like, damn, dog, you what I am. A hip-hop legend. I think I died in an accident, cause this must be heaven. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Yeah. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Now let's take them high. Back when Slick Rick got the pop, I'd do anything to say I got it. Damn, them new loafers hurt my pocket. Before anybody wanted K-West beats, me and my girls split the buffet at KFC. Dog, I was having nervous breakdowns. Like, man, these that much better than me. Baby, I'm going on an airplane, and I don't know if I'll be back again. Sure enough, I sent the plane tickets, but when she came to kick it, things became different. Any girl I cheated on, cheats and skeeted on. Couldn't keep it at home, thought I needed a knee alone. I'm trying to right my wrongs, but it's funny them same wrongs help me write the song. Now, I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. Yes, yes, yes. Guess who's on third? Lupe still like looping the third. Here like here till I'm bitter on the curb. Peach fuzz buzz, but bitter on the verge. Let's slow it down like river on the serve. Bottle shaped body like Mrs. Butterworth. But before you say another word, I'm back on the block like I'm laying on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like a mum rob, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On guard, a touche, Lupe, cool as the unthaw. But I still feel possessed as a gun charge. The cover's correct as a porn star. And a fresh pair of steps and my best phone call. So, I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are. Like, I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. We back at home, baby. Sky high, I'm sky high. And we're back for Daily Wrap. And last week we didn't have Daily Wrap. If you remember, we had, like I said, we're going to shout out Harry one more time. A great interview with Harry, the owner of Sterling Cigar Lounge right here on 7th Avenue. Just a hop, skip, and a jump away from our radio studio right here on 9th Avenue. If you ever wanted to know where we were, but
don't dox us,
please don't.
But on a Daily Wrap, we're gonna be talking about rappers infesting Fortnite. This season has been all about rappers in Fortnite, a game you know, mainly for kids and teens, but us have all recently got on and have played together.
Well, three quarters of us.
Steven is at 91% downloaded.
He's waiting for the stork to deliver the last one.
Yeah, for 2 minutes. He's waiting for the battle bus to drop him.
He's downloading it onto an iPod Nano. That's why it's taking so long.
I know. He's downloading it on his Nintendo 3DS. So.
He's trying to play it on his Samsung fridge.
Jesus Christ.
So which rappers are on Fortnite?
Well, as y'all know, there's three main islands now on the Fortnite map. We talked a little bit about it 2 weeks ago, but in the middle of the map, Snoop Dogg now infests the Dog Pound.
That's a very dangerous zone.
It is a very dangerous zone.
If you're a player,
zone.
you'll know.
We always die there. We try to avoid the Dog Pound at all costs. There's never been a true opportunity or time where we've been like, I think we got him once, but we came
after the fact.
Right, we came after the fact. We didn't land
there. Got everyone else's sloppy seconds and just picked up Snoop Dogg on the way.
Oh, my goodness. But and then we also have Eminem was added on week 2. With his Spaghetti Grotto. It's a secret underground lair with his restaurant of mom spaghetti. And, guys, tell me why Eminem in the game. What gun does he have that's quite insane?
Yeah, Steven, tell us.
What is it, Steven?
Come on, Steven.
It's a special minigun that when you're shooting, it will imitate, will actually rap. Rap God.
It plays the verse.
The fastest verse.
It's so fast.
You know, Steven, why don't you rap us?
No.
You're
the musician.
I
can't. Oh my goodness.
We have an injury. We have an
injury. Live on air.
If there's any doctors in the audience, please call in.
Call 911.
But
we always go for Eminem.
Well,
you know, you guys do. I try to go for Ice Spice, but I'm usually talked out of
that position. So she's the newest one. She just got added into the game this week, and Ice Spice is the worst
I've ever tried to get.
The AI is low key glitched though. She'll just keep throwing those ice feet grenades.
The ice is terrible, and she does.
They'll patch that.
Okay, her gun is okay, but her grappler is terrible. It's terrible, y'all. Oh my goodness.
You know, you guys are looking at this from all the wrong metrics. That's why you're evaluating it. That you know, she's not good. You're not looking at it from the right way. You're looking at, like, gameplay mechanics.
What way are you looking at it?
Good question.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
That's understandable, but when you put someone in a game, Epic is going to patch her, simple as that. If you get streamers and pro players that get so mad, yeah, they're going to patch. So your voice is not going to be heard at the end.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. That's a sad reality of life, Steven.
Is that why you don't play Fortnite anymore?
Bro, that was so deep.
That was deep, Steven.
Yeah, because streamers are the ones that those type of streamers that
And
work.
That's why he's here
the
today
teachings
at
of Marcus
the
Aurelius
radio station to have his voice heard.
Anything else is Daily Wrap, my friend.
Oh my goodness. But Those three rappers are in Fortnite right now. Now, they're next week, Juice WRLD should be coming to the game. RIP. Yep. As you all know, he did pass away.
What's so funny about
What's so funny?
Yeah, that's what he laughed at.
It's not a funny situation.
We're still laughing at the Steven's knee.
Yeah, we're
doing like a Peter Griffin thing. Like,
Jesus. We have a bad time of laughing at moments that at wrong times.
Well, like
but,
the Joker, it's just like a nervous tick.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like laughing in church, right? You know, you're not supposed to, but that which what makes it so much harder not to. You're thinking of something else. Now I can't hold it in. It's
like sneeze. You see something so random, you like try not to hold. You just hold that laughter the best you can.
But yeah, but all in all, you know, Juice WRLD should be coming into the game. He should probably have his own little section in the map. That should be interesting and fun. And this season has been maybe not the best season of Fortnite, to be honest, as a looking from a gaming perspective. But looking through a music and rap perspective, it is really cool to see the different musicians and rap stars in the game. Even if it may not be some of my favorites, like Ice Spice is not one of my favorites.
Hater.
And only Ice Spice.
Yeah.
I don't talk about anyone else.
I mean, everyone else is cool. Snoop Dogg is cool. Eminem's cool. Just anyways, so we have one more story on on a Daily Rap. And Travis Scott and Triple H of WWE fame announced the rapper will be a part of Monday Night Raw when the WWE makes its Netflix debut in January. Now, if y'all don't know, WWE has been a powerhouse for decades upon decades. Professional wrestling, you love it or hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It has its fan base, its true, deep, passionate fan base. I think all of us here would say we're at least casual or fans of professional wrestling.
I would say that's fair.
I had a professional wrestling phase in middle school, you know, so...
Yeah.
You know,
I was going to say, it was definitely in the past for me, not so much recently, though.
Yeah. But recently, the product has gotten better than ever. Triple H has taken over the company. Vince McMahon is now out of the company.
McMahon's been out.
Yeah, he's been out for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, McMahon I'm a casual fan.
Even since Cody returned and him becoming the undisputed WWE champion.
Oh, I don't even know what that means, brother.
But WrestleMania 40 was the first WrestleMania that was ran by Triple H, and it was one of the most successful WrestleManias ever. And now, WWE has signed a deal with Netflix to have their primetime show Monday Night Raw, which has always been on cable television since it's dropped in the 90s. Now on a streaming cable service.
Ooh, is it going to perform better than that Mike Tyson fight where
that's
buffering every two seconds?
That's going to be the issue,
That's the fear, because if the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight occurred just like that, just by so many buffering because a lot of people join in, Monday Night Raw is going to be... It's gonna be. I feel like it's gonna be the same situation.
At least for the first couple,
it's gonna be.
They'll work the kinks out for sure. I mean, it's Netflix.
I'm hoping.
It's a billion-dollar company. Yeah. If they can't work the kinks out, I think us as Americans have failed in some regard to do something.
Well, you know, we can't ever fail as hard as cable did. I mean, it's a good thing they're finally leaving because nobody's using cable anymore.
I know, but the reason why I brought this up, like I said, is Travis Scott is gonna be making a musical appearance at the first ever Monday Night Raw on Netflix, which is January 6th. John Cena is also making his appearance on that same show because this year is also John Cena's retirement run.
Mm.
This is the last year John Cena will ever be wrestling, which John Cena, you know, also used to be a rapper, if y'all don't know. He has a rap album.
But I'm not surprised. He kind of just does a little bit of everything, I feel like.
Yeah, he does a little bit of everything. You know, I have a John Cena song queued up right here. We could play it on our next song break. I think we're going to leave it to the rap god himself.
Oh, yeah.
Here is Rap God by by Eminem. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about football focus. Yep. One last thing, Dustin?
Right here on HCC Hawk Radio. Primo stream.
Takeaway.com, throw it. You can throw it at Dustin's face or whoever.
Give it to Netflix. They need it to fix
their
streaming.
You better not throw it at my face.
All right. But like I said, here's Rap God by Eminem.
Look. I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it. It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. And if he is bananas, as you say, I'm not taking any chances.
You just want the dark horse.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nah, back, nah. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap box. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat nap from that rap prophet. Made a living and a killing off it. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his sack. I'm an MC, still as honest, but as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic,
kill them all.
This libbity-gibbity-hibbity hip-hop, you don't really want to get into it. Pissing match with this rapity-rat pack and a Mac in the back of the yak backpack. Rap, rap, yap, 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 kitty yak nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobat stunts while I'm practicing that, I'll still be able to break them off of them table over the back of a couple of thick ass to crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nah, back, nah. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap box, slap box? Let me show you maintaining this shit ain't that hard, that hard. Everybody want the key and the secret to rap immortality like I have got.
Will there be truth for the blueprints? Simply raging youthful exuberance. Everybody loves to root for a nuisance. Hit the earth like an asteroid, need nothing but shoot for the moon since. Pew. MCs get taken to school with this music, cause I use it as a vehicle to bust the rhyme. Yeah, I lead a new school full of students. Me, I'm a product of Rakim, Lakim, Shabazz, Tupacin, W-A-Q, hey, that ring, yellow, easy, thank you, they got slim. Inspired enough to one day grow up, blow up, and be in a position to meet Run DMC, induct him into the motherfucking Rakim.
Roll Hall of Fame, even though I walk in the church and burst in a ball of flames. Only Hall of Fame I'll be inducted in is the Alcohol of Fame on the wall of
shame.
You can't think it's all a game, till I walk a flock of flames.
Off a plankin', tell me what in the f*** are you thinking? Little green looking boy, so gay. I can barely say it with a straight face looking boy. You witnessing a massacre like you're watching a church gathering take place looking boy.
Boy, they that boy's gay, that's all they say looking boy.
You get a thumbs up, pat on the back, and a way to go from your label every day looking boy. Hey looking boy, what you say looking boy? I get a hell yeah from Trey looking boy. I'ma work for everything I have, never ask nobody for sh*t, get out my face looking boy. Basically boy, you're never gonna be capable of keeping up with the same pace looking boy. Cause
I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nah, back, nah. The way I'm racing around the track, call me NASCAR, NASCAR.
Dale and Hart of the trailer park, the white trash guard. Kneel before General Zod, this plan is Krypton.
No, Asgard, Asgard.
So you be Thor and I be Odin. Be Rodin, I'm omnipotent. Let off, then I'm reloading. Immediately with these bombs I'm toting. And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay homage, pupil. It's me. My honesty's brutal, but it's honestly futile if I don't utilize what I do, though, for good at least once in a while. So I wanna make sure somewhere in the chicken scratch I scribble and doodle enough rhymes to maybe try to help get some people through tough times. But I gotta keep a few punchlines just in case, cause even you unsigned rappers are hungry looking at me like it's lunchtime. I know there was a time where once I was king of the underground, but I still rap like I'm on my Pharaoh munch grind, so I crunch rhymes.
We have technical difficulties, as you may hear. We have a fire emergency, and our show is now been technically paused. We will be back, maybe not. We'll let y'all know.
away with it now that I ain't as big as I was, but I'm morphing into an immortal, coming through the portal. You're stuck in a time warp from 2004, though, and I don't know what the fuck that you rhyme for. You're pointless as Rapunzel with fucking cornrows. You like normal, off being normal. And I just bought a new ray gun from the future just to come and shoot you, like when Diabetes made Ray J mad. His dad said he looked like a fag, and they were his pads hanging to a man while he played piano. Man, oh man, that was a 24/7 special on the cable channel. So Ray J went straight to the radio station the very next day. Hey, Fab, I'ma kill you. Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed.
JJ Fab.
Summon, I'ma do my lama, you assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made it rubber, so that anything you say is picking off of me and it'll glue to you. And devastating, more than ever demonstrating how to give a microphone for the audience. I feel like it's levitating, never fading. And I know the haters are forever waiting for the day that they can say I fell off, they'll be celebrating. Cause I know the way to get them motivated. I make elevating music, you make elevator music. Oh, he's too mainstream. Well, that's what they do when they get jealous, they confuse it. It's not hip hop, it's pop. Cause
And we're back. Welcome to the weekly roundup. Sorry about that. Rap God sent the building on fire, quite literally.
That is so specific, but okay.
He was rapping so fast that it,
it ignited.
It smelled like burnt popcorn outside, and we were out on time for a little bit, you know. But we're back now. We're safe. We're okay.
We're okay. We're awesome.
Yeah.
Mentally, hopefully. We don't know.
Nothing. Emotionally, not so much.
But. I mean, I'm just disappointed. I still didn't feel anything.
Jesus.
But, Steven, we got football focus.
Can you smell what football has been cooking?
It smells like popcorn.
Yeah, does it smell like smoke?
Popcorn right here on 9th Avenue.
God dang it. All right. We got incredible games. I do want to talk about a little something important, but that's going to be after this game. Eagle versus Commanders. Heck of a game. Like
battle for first place.
It is. Battle it was. That's really what it was.
And you all know who won? Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory.
The ball there is incredible.
Eagles, fly. Get to touchdown. One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Steven, do we have to learn our team's obnoxious anthem now?
Do you guys even have an anthem?
I even don't know.
I don't know.
How many teams have anthems? Is it just the Eagles?
I think it was Eagles, Chiefs.
The Chiefs have an anthem?
Yeah.
Thank God I don't know.
I think
it.
Yeah.
We couldn't be singing that.
I know you're a secret Chiefs fan.
I don't hear that. Unless you count Tech N9ne's song.
There's a little tier here where it says
you
they
know
won.
Who Tech N9ne is, Steven?
Of course he does.
He's a rapper.
Is he on Fortnite?
I have no idea.
I don't
jump into that conclusion.
I only know rappers that are
for passing, we got Jalen Hurts, QB, and Corford QB for the Commanders. Jaden Daniels. You can see like they're both had incredible scores. Of course, Eagles won at the end. Jalen Hurts went harder than ever than anything.
Did he really not have any passing touchdowns? What's going on here?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
What?
Saquon. Oh, my God. I can never.
Saquon.
I can never deny Saquon being a perfect fit for this team at the end of the day.
I love Saquon. I love Saquon with a burning passion, and
he's the best fit for this team. At the end of the day, I'm not gonna deny it. I'm not gonna lie about it. To this very day, I'm gonna keep him into it.
Eagles win, Commanders lose, and somehow the Giants lose still on Thursday because Saquon shows every time why they shouldn't have paid Daniel Jones. Who just got benched, by the way. Not even backup.
Dude.
Third stringer. He's
and
now
that's,
benched
and that's
as a
for
third
the Bucks,
string.
We're talking quarterbacks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I did see that news, yeah. Just.
And they paid that guy $56 million when they could have paid $13
million. Yeah.
And
like,
had more money.
At the end of the day,
and probably have lost just as many games.
But they would have had Saquon.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the poor Saquon.
They should have kept Saquon at the end of the day, like reverse his contract and pay him more and more guaranteed for him. Not for a quarterback that doesn't know jack squat.
I was
going to
say,
field.
I don't know if Saquon would have helped that team win so many more games if the quarterbacks might be the problem as well.
Yeah. Well, that may be true, or maybe Daniel Jones has been the problem this entire time New York.
Who knows?
All of our information we do get from the official NFL website, by the way. Just a disclaimer to let y'all know.
Yes, forgive me on that.
We're going to go on to the next game.
Actually, where... before we jump into the next game, I do want to talk about something. We all know what is a concussion, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, recently from that exact game from the Commanders versus Eagles, Jalen Hurts looked like he was boomsticked.
He got hit really hard.
He was really hard. Some people say he's been concussed. There's not much really information out there yet, but it is important to let people know concussion is a serious thing. A lot of people take it as a joke sometimes. A certain group of people, not all people, but still, doesn't matter if you're an athlete in football or any other athlete from other sports, concussion is a real thing. Please consider on.
Well, this season started with the Miami Dolphins.
Quarterback Tua, he
was out for a couple weeks, and then against everyone's better wishes, decided to come back and play.
Now he's actually the Miami Dolphins has been winning now lately.
Was the concussion that did it?
Unlock some secret talents.
But, you know, the dangers of concussions are very real. We talked about 2 weeks ago a very true story that is still ongoing with the Aaron Hernandez situation. The show is still ongoing, not the situation itself. But this still is shown in people like Antonio Brown, where CTE is a true real thing and can happen to any football player who gets hit in the head enough times. And there's even people like Vincent Jackson. May he rest in peace. He was a Buccaneers legend. He also had signs of CTE in his brain when they scanned it. And this is something as the NFL in the whole needs to look at about how we can safely...
Improve the technology for safety. Because they done it, but it's not enough
it's
to
still... still not there.
Not even guardian caps can't even help.
That's what I was going to say. Guardian caps is like their attempt.
Yeah, right. That's our new attempt.
You can only do so much about it.
Right. It's a crazy thing
inside the skull, you know? Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's
how
it is.
It's the momentum.
Ever watched South Park, there's an episode called Sarcastaball. Yeah, now, unless we get to the part where we play Sarcastaball, I don't know if there's a place where there is a world without concussions and the formation of CTE.
But to give understanding, I recommend to watch people watching this movie called Concussion from Will Smith.
Yeah.
Go watch that movie. It will literally show you the effects what concussions do to NFL players over time. Like it's dangerous stuff at the end of the day. So I recommend
also
watching that film.
Maybe slaps from the...
I was gonna say he's one to talk.
Emmy shows to certain Chris Rock.
He wouldn't slap that little guy around.
He might have concussed.
He
could have
concussed him.
All right, now let's
go
to the
ever
game.
Let's talk about my wife's name in your mouth.
And then Mike Tyson took inspiration.
It failed miserably.
Oh.
I gotta be honest. All right, let's talk about
it was
game
so
that
sad.
That made me happy.
Go ahead.
For once, Chiefs versus Bills. Bills freaking won versus the Chiefs. And you know what this reminds me of a little bit?
What, Steven?
This reminds me of the United Football League, how the Birmingham Stallions were also had a perfect record, and they lost to one team afterwards. This is literally what it reminds me. Of course, the Birmingham Stallions won the UFL championship. So
of course.
That sounds happen again here.
That sounds good for the Chiefs fans. They're still going to go out and win it.
Their mothers! That's how I can say it.
What?
You heard what I said.
I realized you hated the Chiefs so much.
Their mothers
love the Chiefs.
I respect the Chiefs, but good lord, at least lose once or twice or 10. I'm hoping.
There's not that many games left. I don't think.
I don't care at this point.
You got any highlights from that game, Steven?
Tell us about that Birmingham Stallions game.
Tell us about the Chiefs game. Chiefs versus Bills. Give us some stats.
All right, Josh Allen with yards in total of 262. One touchdown, one interception. Patrick Mahomes sadly had the opposite in a way. He had 196 yards. Three touchdowns, of course, that's a good thing. Two interceptions, and of course, those two interceptions were kind of the one that kind of messed them up at the very end. The Bills' defense played incredibly, And it's I'm going to give respect to where the Bills do at the end of the day. So
Patrick Mahomes is not a good quarterback anymore.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do the Bills have a good rushing defense? Because Patrick Mahomes doesn't usually pass the ball. He's usually rushing.
Well, you know, he's usually doing a little bit of both.
Well,
but
he mainly passes.
I would say he is the most elite game manager of all time. You know, he can pass it when needed. Mm-hmm. He can, you know, get into the clutch time situations when needed. But this year, I mean, they've somehow pulled off the wins. You know, he's got that good clutch time ability, but he hasn't been playing good at all.
Yeah.
He's been struggling in the past game. He's been struggling with injuries. And he's still playing throughout.
I think he has at least one interception in almost every single game this season.
Exactly. Yeah. But watch when I bet on it. He's not going to
keep playing. Yeah, I would. You know, two interceptions is crazy. I would have said that's not a lock. Right.
They need to
bring
back that little like circle huddle they were doing when they were dancing around each other and then going into the line of scrimmage. They got to bring that back.
It's good for team morale.
Oh man, I hope the Chiefs just lose out.
I'm hoping as well in the end.
We have 7 more games this season. Mm-hmm. 7 more games of watching the Cowboys lose.
The Cowboys.
The Battle of Texas
was.
I hope they both lose.
No, it was 34-10. It was a blowout for Houston.
Yeah, I figured.
Dallas had no chance. Dallas. As an Eagles fan, I love seeing Dallas lose.
Oh, same here.
As an American, I like seeing them lose.
But they're America's team.
And nobody nominated them for that. They just started saying it. That's why we hate them, I think.
Their stadium's falling apart, too. Apparently, 2 pieces of metal slab is falling.
The only win that exists on that stadium, at AT&T Stadium, is the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson win. That's the only win. And the rest never been the Cowboys.
Yeah, Steven. But
Steven's heated today. Steven that fire is getting to him.
I like that, Steven.
He inhaled some of that CO2.
I hailed him.
That burnt popcorn outside really got to him. But Steven, you also had a song request.
Oh yeah.
For us, tell us the song name and why you chose the song.
Of course, it's Prince Royce. He's one of the best bachata singers out there. This is Prince Royce song, Me Enredé, by Prince Royce.
Me pediste que te mandara mi ubicación, y yo estaba en un bar en medio del malecón, y ninguno de los dos anda buscando amores. Solamente vivir la vida con sus colores. Hablamos, bailamos, y así fue que empezamos. Con una presidente y en un beso terminamos. Pasamos las horas, frío como las olas. Nos fuimos y vinimos una vez y otra vez. Y me enredé en RD. Y ahí a tu lado abrazado desperté. Después de tanto trago que pasó, no sé. Solo sé que tu boca se enredó en la mía. Y me olvidé que enamorarme no quería. Y me enredé en RD. Pásala bien como se supone, listo para romper corazones. Pero yo nunca me imaginaba que iba a salir mal esta jugada, que iba a dedicarte en canciones. Hablamos, bailamos, y así fue que empezamos. Con una presidente y en un beso terminamos. Pasamos las horas, frío como las olas. Nos fuimos y vinimos una vez y otra vez. Y me enredé.
Yes, sir.
Dustin.
It's my time to shine.
Hold on, boys.
What was that?
Vince, where do they need to listen?
You can listen to us at hotradio.primostream.
Takeaway.com. Throw it to someone who needs it more.
Give it to the Cowboys.
Put it across the sun to block the sun at the stadium, because
AT&T Stadium.
It is blocking their eyes. And also lock in their wins. Anyways, what do you got today?
So I'm just gonna dive right in. I guess I've been teasing this for 2 weeks, and well, you know, time could be of the essence on this one. Bad Baby. You guys might know who that is, but you might not. And if you don't, you'll probably know when I say this. Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Yep. Oh God.
Yeah.
Is it Bad Baby or Bad Baddie?
Bad Baby.
Okay. Bad Baby. Sorry, I can't.
There's a lot of H's.
That's true, yeah. I got a little confused.
Well, yeah, they caught her outside of the learning center, not in the spelling department. But anyways, she went on to do her own little rap career and stuff, and, you know, and good for her. Raps. Yeah, exactly. You know, I think she did pretty well, too. Honestly, yeah. I always said that she was an American success story.
Yeah, she pulled the Hawk Tool before the Hawk Tool.
Exactly.
Literally.
Exactly. And
Dr. Phil fame, right?
Yeah, of Dr. Phil fame. Yeah. Probably one of the best things that Dr. Phil ever did for society, as far as like actually helping a person.
Did he help her at all?
Yeah, dude, she would have been.
To the ranch.
Well, she wouldn't have been a millionaire now today if she had not went on Dr. Phil. True. I think so.
But like,
she's gonna wake up every morning knowing Dr. Phil.
Before we go into
the
story, but how many kids were actually like, after Dr. Phil, were like ruined, like he didn't help them at all. They just used them for profit.
Dr. Phil has never helped anyone. That's why I'm saying he only helped
her
indirectly.
To the ranch. Yeah. You're going to the ranch, boy.
Yeah. My favorite thing, this is so disrespectful to the story that I'm supposed to tell about her, but my favorite thing about on Dr. Phil ever was when the guy who invented, remember bum fights, Kimbo Slice and stuff?
Yeah, Kimbo Slice.
The guy who invented bum fights went up Dr. Phil dressed as Dr. Phil.
I know what you're talking about.
And Dr. Phil's like, well, what you're doing is wrong. And he's like, what am I doing? Am I using people that are down on their luck to make myself famous and make money off of them?
Oh, God. He shaved his head and everything. Yeah. I've seen clips, so that's so funny.
That's classic.
The best thing that ever happened on Dr. Phil. But let's lock in, though, guys, because this isn't a very lighthearted story. She's only 21 years old. And recently went to Instagram and confirmed that she has been diagnosed with cancer. Mm. So that's why I'm saying we shouldn't have been joking around quite so much. But Dr. Phil, I think, is still all right to make fun of.
Yeah. Dr. Phil is an interesting topic.
He's public game, fair use or whatever.
Yeah, he's fair game.
But he's public access.
He's in the public domain.
But yeah, anyways, I mean that's. We got so far off topic. But yeah, no, she went to Instagram, confirmed that she has cancer. Now, we don't know what kind she has yet. She hasn't said anything about that, but she is under the care of a physician. So thoughts and prayers to Danielle Bregoli is her given name. That's
cool
her government
name.
Isn't it?
Bregoli, right?
I love it.
She could have gone with Bregoli. She's going to go Bad Baby. Let's go
bad,
with Bregoli.
Bad Bregoli.
Bad Bregoli. There you go.
Gucci
Baby Bregoli.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway, since we all want to joke around, let's go to something a little bit lighter. Streaming superstar Kai Cenat has hinted that he'll be doing a stream from space. Now, it's not completely set up yet, but according to my information here, Twitch superstar Kai Cenat said on a recent live stream that he hopes to do a Twitch stream from outer space in the near future, and reached out to embattled Twitter CEO Elon Musk to set up transportation.
I was going
to
say, I feel like Elon Musk would be a fan of Kai Cenat.
Like, yeah.
And yet I suspect that he dislikes him for other reasons.
Oh, because he's got so many subscribers? Yeah.
Yeah.
400,000.
Anybody that gets more views than Elon is not
leeches off of whoever. You know, he's become very close personal buddies with somebody very, very famous right now in the news. Controversial.
Is it the namesake of this segment?
No, it is not the namesake of this segment. I was talking about Donald.
Yeah, you haven't been kept up with that? He goes to the rallies.
He's going to the rallies?
Oh, my goodness. They just went to UFC together. There's a picture of them on a jet, and it's RFK Jr., Donald Trump.
Oh, he was in that? The McDonald's?
Yeah, they're eating the McDonald's.
RFK does not look happy to be having to eat that McDonald's.
No. Elon Musk and Mike Johnson and Donald Trump's son. But
Don Jr.
Don Jr.
Shout out Don Jr. He
Make
parties.
America Healthy Again Starts Tomorrow was the caption of that picture.
That's hilarious. Well, I mean, not to get into politics, but I just saw RFK talking about how back when he was a kid, McDonald's was healthy.
Right, beef tallow. Yeah.
McDonald's was never healthy. What are you saying?
He was to bring the beef tallow back.
I mean, this guy did pick up a whale off the beach and take it home to cook. But anyways.
And a bear, a little baby bear. Right?
Yeah.
But
a baby bear.
Oh, my goodness. Was that open season? Was that animated movie, yes. Steven? Yeah, with the bear. There you go. I know you knew it.
Bro, now you're saying that. That reminds me of that clip that Hunter ran the buck over. That clip always catches me off guard. I'm not joking. That thing caught me off guard still to this day. I'm like, what is happening?
The
bear meat notoriously high in parasites and worms and stuff, so that's an interesting connection as well. But you know, speaking of brain worms, you know, it was a brain worm for me for a little bit. Was you know, this Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight coming up? I couldn't get it out of my head. Now it's come and gone, and well, I've already forgotten.
What an absolute waste of time!
That was the worst show.
Worst fight I think I'll see worst in boxing fight. History.
I mean, it was a spectacle, right? I mean, anyone who thought otherwise is ridiculous.
Because I kind of knew Jake was going to win.
I think we all predicted that it would
Mike
go exactly
Tyson
as it did.
Winning a fight or winning the fight, he's 58 years old.
Bro, no. Yeah. A lot of people thought Mike was going to win.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, so many people. There's a majority of people.
He's not on his prime.
I know that, but the majority of people, man on the street people you would talk to would say Mike will win.
No,
right, and even the last official fight that he fought in 2004, he even said that. He's like, I could feel my reflexes losing. I'm not capable. And that was 20 years ago, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, the man's just been doing podcasts and DMT since then.
Wasn't his final fight that he, like, in the middle of it was just like, you know what, the fight in me is gone. I'm done.
Yeah. 2004, he said that.
The thing is, after the fight, he said he might come back to the ring again. I'm like,
I think they just put him on the spot. He's just like, I don't know, man. Yep. He hadn't decided that yet.
I think he wants the money of the ring.
I mean, that's easy money.
That's why he said he'll fight Logan next.
He did say he'd fight Logan next.
Oh, yeah. And then Logan was like being exactly like Logan would be, obviously. But yeah, since you know, we always run long on this segment, so I'm going to hop into the last one here because this is something I wanted to talk about. Conspiracy theory website Infowars.com. Who here is familiar with Infowars.com?
No.
Show of hands. All right. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. Well, for those of us who aren't, Infowars.com has been just dropping, you know, absolute bangers of conspiracy theories for years and years. owned by, of course, Alex Jones, who's pretty famous. He's the guy that said, I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that make the frogs gay. That guy. Well, he went bankrupt because they caught him lying about you know, a bunch of people's families and stuff. And so The Onion, satirical news site The Onion, bought out Infowars.com over the last week. So I think that's a perfect ending for a perfect news channel and probably for a perfect show, right?
I think this was not a perfect show. We did have
there was some moments
a moment in the middle, you know, that burnt popcorn. But I hope that y'all have a great rest of your day, and we'll see y'all on the next episode of the weekly roundup. See y'all, ladies and gentlemen.
To the Evolution Exchange with
Levinsky,
Mike Frazier,
T.
All right, and this is Ike, also known as Big Sock.
Big Sock
on HEC's own Hot Radio here in Ybor City, Florida.